everyone out there.
Love Talk Radio.
In the ether, the perspective on reality, decoding the matrix, helping you think and grow rich. That's a book by Napoleon Hill. The true intellectual renaissance, and helping you become the healthiest you. You know that's what we do here. That's what we strive to do here. That's what we've always done here. We will continue to do that here. And that's about it. There's really not much more I can say. So I hope everyone had a good week. You know, I'm sorry about last week. I could only be on for the 15 minutes. I had a family affair I had to address to. But I didn't want to leave you without some words of encouragement. Because it's very interesting how we get caught up in our day-to-day life. And we get caught up in things that we don't want to get caught into. I know people right now are watching the premiere of The Walking Dead. I can tell you this. I've seen one episode. Actually, no, that's a lie. I saw three episodes back to back. It was when they were showing like every episode on planet Earth, when I think it was like the second season, like the end of the second season, and it was gonna start the third season at night, and how they show like every episode leading up to that. And it was fucking stupid. I don't think it's that great. I think everybody who thinks it's great is a moron. It's fucking dumb. I don't care if you like my opinion, if you don't like my opinion, I'm giving you my opinion because I got to listen to everyone else's opinion about how great it is, so I'm telling you my opinion about how much it sucks. So as far as I'm concerned, I am not a fan of the show. I've never been a fan of the show. I don't hate all people who want to be fans of the show. Want to watch The Walking Dead? Watch the motherfucking Walking Dead. My life doesn't revolve around my television, though, to the fact that I need to watch The Evil Dead. However, I will be watching the Ash versus the Army of Darkness show. Ash versus the Evil Dead, excuse me, because I was a fan of the show The Army of Darkness. Now, I personally, you know, I'm sorry, I'm just trying to make my dinner here as I'm speaking to you all. I personally don't, like I said, don't care if you like the show. If you're a fan of the show, if you're not a fan of the show, that is what it is. Some people like my show. Some people don't like the show. Some people have never listened to it. Some people don't care to listen to it. I don't care if you do or you don't. This is a free country. Do whatever the fuck you want. I just am not a fan of that show. It's just not intellectually stimulating to me. I'd rather watch the Smithsonian Channel or National Geographic and watch a bunch of, crocodiles eat caribou crossing the fucking Sahara Desert Plains. To me, that's more interesting than some fake-ass show about zombies, because it's kind of dumb. Now, with that being said, what do we say? What else is there to talk about? What do you guys want to talk about? If you want to call in, 347-857-3667. 347-857-3667. Let me put that out there. I didn't. I got to put it on the post. Everybody wants me to, the Twitter this and Twitter. I fucking hate Twitter. I think it's stupid. I'm not a fan of it. You know, I need to. I have an Instagram account now in order to get this show off the road too. So maybe I'll just do that as well. Whatever. Maybe I will. Maybe I won't. We'll see what happens. As for other things, what do you want to tell you? Let's see. We got the Eagles fans out here. All of a sudden, the Eagles fans are out there, right? You're all out there. It's fucking great. Yay. sudden you won a game, you beat the fucking Aints, because they're not the Saints anymore. I don't know who, they're trash. You know, who are the Saints? The Saints are nobody at this point. But, you know, the Eagles, as far as I'm concerned, it's still the Giants. Listen, the Eagles and the Giants could both be undefeated. If Chip Kelly didn't treat his kicking unit like he treats his offense, they would fucking be undefeated. But sometimes he's a little too quick for his own good. And it backfired on him. Don't blame the kicker. I blame the coach. You can't run a kicker out there like that. Moron. But what are you going to do? Giants fans? Oh, any of my Giants fans out there? I know some of you are out there. We're out there. And, of course, Tony and his ilk. All the Patriots fans. Yes, okay, you guys are great. You got your shit popping off this year. Like I said, look, to me, the Super Bowl, the way it looks from my Super Bowl predictions from the beginning were the Patriots and should have been last year, Green Bay. I mean, Green Bay's on a mission. They're on a mission. The way that the way the Giants looked in the beginning, I didn't think they were going to make the playoffs. Now, maybe they'll make the playoffs. I'm still going to root for my team, but maybe they will, maybe they won't. My friend Brian Enright's tuning in tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Good man. I don't know if he's in a play yet or not, but I know he's working on it. Kudos to him. Check him out. He does a lot of independent film and filmmaking. So if you need to contact him, go on Facebook, Mr. Brian Enright, look him out. Yeah, all that fun stuff. So shout out to you, Mr. Enright. Had to get that out the way there. What else we got going on? We have, let's see, I'm watching the, it's still Monday Night Countdown because the game, for some reason, doesn't start until, like, 1 o'clock in the morning here on the East Coast. But whatever. We'll have some live up-to-date info on that. Right now they're showing a bunch of highlights over the weekend. But whatever. Also, what else did we have in the news this week? Oh, I don't know who subscribes to the Drudge Report. I do. If you go on Facebook and subscribe to the Drudge Report, subscribe, I don't know, like the page, I still call it subscribe, whatever. But he posted this, because I am not watching the communist debate. I think it's fucking crap. But whatever, because I just refuse to give them any ratings whatsoever. Hillary said, Hillary rotten to the bone. My family was uber rich, and Bill Clinton married into a rich family. She said, "I'm really not even a human being." Can you believe that? She declared that she's a robot. That's disturbing, because anybody who's into conspiracy theories, like myself, and here, like I said, what makes it a conspiracy is that the masses, the useful idiots, don't believe it. So that alone could. I'm sorry, I'm reading and talking to you at the same time. I'm trying to think in perspective of thought here. That alone raises a lot of questions. What do I mean by that? Okay, well, some people do think and believe in the whole alien, reptilian race, ruling the planet type of masquerade that's going on. Well, that's pretty fucking scary when you think about it. But does it make it not true? You know, there's guys out there that have done the research, and they are out there. Look, just because someone does some research on these things and you don't believe the research they've done, has anyone ever come through with research that has disproved what they have come up with? I mean, people talk a lot of shit, but have you, what have you done to disprove this research? I don't see any fucking books or reports by anybody out there disproving this research. I just see a boatload of research out there proving this theory. Oh, those guys are crazy. They're just trying to sell you a book. Well, but are they? I mean, they have seminars and they kind of they present their you know, information in consistent text. So what have you done to disprove it? Well, the answer is you haven't done a goddamn thing besides talk shit. So who are we to believe here? You or them? So if Hillary says she's a piece of artificial intelligence, I think she's leading on to something else. And yeah, I'm going to go down that alley. Because I don't trust any of them malevolent pieces of shit. Not one of them. You know, people are very dull. You ever notice people, I'd vote for him, I'd vote for him. How about you don't fucking vote for anybody and sit the fuck down and shut the fuck up? Because most likely you don't know what the fuck you're talking about. People are so eager to give other people their rights and power over them. I mean, that's really all some of these people want. They just want you to give them your power over to them. That's all. They don't want anything else. They just want your power. Because what do people with power want? More power. They don't want anything else. If you have more power than I do, don't you want my power? So you can be even stronger? He can't have the same power as me. Well, if I'm gaining some of the same power you have, then wouldn't you want me to not have that power? This is what I can't understand with people. So, when you begin to look around, yes, I'm eating some peanut butter. Fucking starving. When these people make these kinds of statements, kind of trust and believe them. They're letting out secrets. Oh, that's bullshit. Is it? How is it not? How is it that they can make these statements and it really doesn't mean anything? How is that not an irrelevant statement from someone who wants power from you? And never mind all that free man stuff. Don't worry about that. That's a whole nother conversation. Somebody's calling in here. Hold on. 856. Just hold on a second. Let me finish this thought and I'll bring you on the show. Please let me finish this thought. When you have people on high-ranking levels wanting what you have, you need to take everything they say very seriously. Extremely serious. Super serial, as Al Gore would say. For all my South Park fans out there. Oh, got the oven on. There we go. I took care of that. You know, don't think that just because these people say these things, it's not calculated. Remember, Obama said, you know, we're going to do what we can to fight ISIS as innocent and this, that, and the third. What, did he? Or didn't he? Who? Do you know they just dropped like a boatload of weapons to the Syrian militants, the United States? It's on a Drudge Report. Okay. Let's bring on Mr. 8, this number here. I don't recognize it, so. Hello, caller. You're on the air.
Hey, Rude Ron. This is Brian Enright. Amazing show.
Oh, my God. Brian! Ladies
up,
and
man?
Gentlemen, Mr. Brian Enright, very good friend of mine, a very good person, very kind person. Congratulations to you and your lovely girl. I don't know if you know if you're having a boy or a girl yet, but congratulations
no.
on that one.
Thanks, man. Thank you. No, we don't know what we're having yet, but very excited, and I can't wait to be a dad. So it's a lot of things to look forward to. So how you been?
I've been quite well, man. I've actually been on like this whole like physical body quest type thing recently. Actually, I kind of like, you know, shut the mind down a little bit. Well, not shut the mind down. I kind of opened it up in different channels and been trying to connect mind, body, and soul. But in order to have all three, each one has to be as strong as it can. You know, because like a lot of people think like just because, well, I'm going to, you know, take some yoga. Well, listen, that's all well and good. But if your body's out of shape, you can't be mind, body, and soul. It has to be at peak physical condition, just like your mind. And when both of those things are at peak physical condition, then your soul will connect. I know I just went on a rant there, but it's actually it's weird. But it's weird though, because when you try to start doing all three, you notice all three get stronger in this in a categorical way, and you want to try to focus on all three of them connecting each other.
Well, hopefully you'll be taking your mind, body, and spirit over to Bizarre AC this weekend. You looking forward to that?
Oh, yes, that is this weekend, isn't it? Yes, Bizarre AC. I think this is part three. I don't know. I think this is the final one, isn't it? This is the third and final one, final chapter.
I guess. I don't know.
Yeah,
I'm
I think
not
this
sure.
is the final one. I mean, I don't know. I'll probably be working.
Mm-hmm.
But if I can go, I'll probably end up going Sunday, the last day. I really just want to go meet Eric Roberts. They cooked my finger! You know, I want to meet Eric Roberts.
I think that's great. You ever see the movie The Best of the Best?
Yes! Yes! That was Eric. He was in that movie, wasn't it? That was a crazy fucking cheapo movie, wasn't it?
Yeah.
What was that?
Angel
one of
those
90s fighter movies, right?
Yeah.
Who was in the 80s?
It was definitely the 80s, man.
It was in the 80s.
Because he had the mullet. He had the Eric Roberts mullet. The alcoholic, I'm an abusive father mullet.
Yes, he did. That was great. He was such a dick in that movie.
I forgot all about that. And I know Doyle's
what have you been up to?
Too.
You been doing any plays at all lately or anything? Or
yeah, man.
Been on Broadway or what?
Nah, not Broadway, but at the Woodbury Sketch Club Players, we're doing Rocky Horror Show, playing the role as Brad Majors, and I get to sing and dance, and eventually I'll wear drag at the end, which is something I've always, I guess, looked forward to.
That's the highlight of your weekend, I'm sure.
But you know, it's a fun show. The music's great, and you know, everyone in the cast is wonderful. I have that going on, and then also Cuddles is premiering for the first time at, you know, live showings at Bizarre AC3 on Sunday at 4 p.m. And we're doing a Q&A.
You're doing a Q&A for Cuddles.
Mm-hmm.
I'm doing a Q&A for Cuddles.
Oh, yeah.
Love it. Good shit, man. Good for you, buddy.
Thanks, man.
Ladies and gentlemen, a round of applause. Round of applause for Mr. Mr. Renright.
And this is an edit of Cuddles that I just finished making. I made actually for Bizarre AC. I felt like the first round of Cuddles that I made lacked a little something. So this time I edited all the little bullshit and I made it straight towards horror. And it's just a shorter trailer, short movie. About 6 minutes long, but it's more horror, more action, more blood. And
how
all
long exactly is in the movie?
Hmm? It's a short?
The movie's a short?
Yeah. The movie's a short. It's about 6 minutes long. And after this year, we're going to be filming the music video for Who's Going to Cuddle Me When I'm Dead. It's going to be your very 80s hair metal. Maybe we'll have a python, you know, wrapped around some people or something.
Yeah, nothing like an 80s fucking music video with a python wrapped around somebody. Oh, it's great. It's so great. I love the typicalism in this whole fucking adventure. Oh, you just can't script this shit. To me, the fun is in the fun of it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like when I was in my metal band, like to me the fun, I didn't, you know, being on the stage and doing the show, it was whatever. To me the fun was making the music.
Yeah.
And you know, being able to perform it and people liking it, you know, it was like, yeah, whatever, because like, you know, our drummer got all the fucking glory anyway. In the meantime, me and the guitar player are, like, pouring blood, sweat, and tears into this shit, arguing and fucking, you know, just everything day in, day out. You know, like, all my other musician friends are listening. They know the deal. You know, but then,
are you not
like,
with the band anymore?
No, not now. I'm not in any band right now. I just don't have the time at the moment. I just don't have the time. May he rest in peace. My drummer passed away last year, so that was actually coming up on a year now.
I'm sorry, man.
November 28th, I think. 28th, he passed away.
Merry fucking
Christmas, right? Yeah, it's all right. Thank you. So that went down, and then, you know, obviously nobody got back together. Everybody now hates each other, so it's like, what? It's your typical... What was that show that they always had on VH1 about all the bands that came and went? Behind the Music. It's your typical Behind the Music video. We kicked this one guy out the band, and we got this one in, and then, you know, we had some moderate success, and then, you know, this guy dies, and now everybody hates each other. It's a typical fucking
I got
episode.
Real nervous. I thought you were going to say Flavor of Love. That was like, you know, what your band was like with Eazy-E. Or not Eazy-E. What's his name?
I don't know what that is.
Flavor of Love.
The song Flavor of Love, you mean?
The movie, or the show, Flavor of Love with Flavor Flav. And
No, thank God. No, there's none of that.
None of that in the rock world? None of those girls coming in? To the picture, you know, believe it or not,
the whole time I was in that band, I had a girlfriend.
Oh, really?
Ain't that some shit? And you know what? She ended up leaving me because I stayed in the band.
it's when you should
be single,
it's when you're in a relationship.
She was a fucking stupid cunt, but whatever.
Oh, my God.
Women who date musicians need to understand that there's a specific... mentality that they need to have in order to date, because I've come to the realization that if my next girlfriend doesn't really play an instrument, you know what, you can forget it.
You know,
because they just
like,
don't understand.
I always figure it's like three different types of women when it comes to dating a musician. There's the one that everyone knows is the groupie. She'll date whoever, go to someone else, you know, that's in the band and kind of like try to Yoko Ono the band.
Believe it or not, we had one of them. We called her the Jezebel. We had one of them. Her name was, I don't give a fuck if I'm throwing her under the bus. What was her name? Her name was, it really escapes me at the moment. I'll think of it and I'll shout it right out, but she can go to, she, whatever. she was a whore.
Yeah.
She was trying to fucking bang me while I still had my girlfriend at the time. But it doesn't matter anyway. She went through the guitar player and the lead singer, so she went through them too.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And thank God I was with my ex at the time because I probably would have went through her too. So that went down. So we had one of them.
Third. The second type of women who go to the band are the ones who like to tour with you, and they you know, they get it, and you know they'll stay humble, but you'll only be in that band for about another year or two before you're off and you're having a baby and you're married. Now that's the second type of woman. Either way, you're gonna lose the band. Now the third type of woman is, you know, the specific, everyone knows this kind, it's the Yoko Ono. It's the one who comes in and, you know, pretends they're part of the band, and they sit there during band practice, and they're bored, and they want to do this, and they think your music doesn't sound good, and maybe you should listen to their ideas, and next thing you know, she's dating the guitar player, and then her and the guitar player come up with an idea on how to make better music, and it's really just her idea. And then, you know, the whole
band
breaks
down. Yeah, number
9,
right? Yeah, of course. Thank God we didn't have one of them. We did not have one of them. Although my ex did act in that capacity a few times. The last thing I should have ever done, and let this be a lesson to anyone out there, never bring your girl to the studio. If you are making music, never bring your girl to the studio. Ever. She can come to the shows and this, that, and the third, but never bring your girlfriend to the studio. Ever.
Why
that
is
was
that?
The,
why? Do you have a story you can relate with?
Well, the only story I can really relate to is that she came. My ex came, and at first it was all right, and then like about an hour into it, she was just pissed of just being there. And this, that, and the third. I'm like, listen, you know what, cunt? You need to fucking leave. And then, like, the whole time, all we did was argue the whole fucking way home. All I did, every other word was, you know, can't understand normal thinking, because that's what the word cunt means. It's an acronym. And that's all I fucking, that was it. That was my whole evening, was just arguing with this bitch. About, you know, the band and where, you know, where, what are you doing with your life? I'm like, what? So that was just the biggest mistake I ever made. Never bring your girlfriend, ever bring your girlfriend to the studio.
Wait, so ever. What's the acronym? What's cunt's an acronym. What's the
acronym for the word cunt is can't understand normal thinking.
There we go. All right.
So when you call a girl a cunt, that's really what you're saying.
Oh.
That she can't understand normal thinking. That's what it means.
Oh, man.
I mean, in my opinion, I mean, I don't know if anybody else has got another acronym for it, but to me, I think that's what it stands for.
Oh, no, I hear you, bro. I hear you.
Yeah.
I heard that you... I called at the beginning of your show. Thank you for the shout out, by the way. I really appreciate it. I heard the beginning of the show. Oh, thanks, man. And you were talking about Ash versus the Evil Dead. Is that something that you're looking forward to?
Yeah. See, now when does that start? Do you know when that starts?
I don't know.
Does it start on Halloween? At Halloween? Is your girl there? Can she pull it up on the computer? I'm not in front of my computer at the moment. Normally, I'm quick on that.
Yeah, man. I'll look it up for you right now. Ash vs. the Evil Dead. It's on Stars, and it.
I'm probably
you know,
just gonna watch it right off the internet. I won't even lie.
Yeah. It looks like
I don't have them. I don't have the money for Stars. They can kiss my ass.
Because
Stars
well,
doesn't have any stars on that show. I got bad news for you.
Well, they
and
just
I do not
they
watch
just,
Game of Thrones.
They played the first episode at Comic-Con in New York this weekend, and yeah, it got a standing ovation and everything.
But don't they stand an ovation for everything on at Comic-Con?
Not really. I mean, like, you know, there's a lot of stuff that doesn't get standing ovation, like child labor that doesn't really get a standing ovation. Not really necessarily a movie, but I think in all things life, child labor doesn't get a standing ovation, and it definitely wouldn't at Comic-Con. So, but yeah, I don't know. I'm still trying to figure this out when it's going to come on the air.
Yeah, I like the
2015.
I'm looking forward to the Deadpool movie. I'm a Deadpool fan. I have a boatload of the comics.
Yeah.
I think Ryan Reynolds was the perfect pick for that, even though he's been like another superhero already, but that's okay. I think that he pretty much has made this part. It's going to be a good movie. I'm looking forward to it. But I said, I'm a fan of the character itself, so that's what makes
it
even better for me.
It looks pretty cool. It's a lot of cursing and backflips, so, I mean, you got to love that.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Well, you know, Fox acquired the rights, so they knew they had to make it rated R, because you know he's an anti-hero, and he's not very child friendly comic. You know, it's it's kind of a down and dirty comic, but that's what makes it even better, in my opinion. I'm looking for, although it doesn't come out till like late next year. That's part of the malfunction to it all.
Yeah.
Not for a while.
So your Ash versus Evil Dead is coming out Halloween. Oh, sorry, man. Yeah, it's coming out Halloween.
So first episode is Halloween?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but I think I've seen the trailer already. Isn't the trailer already out?
Yeah. There's a couple trailers
I've seen
that are out already.
I think I posted it and tagged everybody in it. I think I did. Remember? It was him and, you know, he put the shotgun comes through the floor and he picks it up and he shoots the demon. You know, when this show's over, I'm actually going to go watch that again. I can't wait.
Oh, man.
I love that fucking... to me, the Army of Darkness was just a shit.
Yeah. Dude, this is the month. This is the month of demons. Movies, the Burger King Whopper, you take
the Burger King
Whopper.
We had the Pope, during the Blood Moon. I'm telling you, you had it all.
Yeah. Have you tried
it? Yeah, you had it fucking all, people.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
Did you have the Burger King Whopper, the Black Whopper?
I made sure I will never eat Burger King as long as I walk this planet. I do not.
Well, let me
eat,
tell you something. When you eat the Black Whopper, the food coloring, it gives you green shit, like purple shit.
I did hear.
I was one of the first people that had the Burger King Whopper, and I had a fucking panic attack the next day because I felt my insides were dying. Like, I thought I drank something.
But let me ask you, did it taste any different than a regular Whopper?
Yeah, because the bun itself is infused with A1 steak sauce, and they add the food coloring, so it tastes... It's overloaded on A1. The sodium level in it is astronomical. I wouldn't mess around with it again. It was a nice first time try, but it was good.
It's probably got to have like 3,000 milligrams of sodium in it.
Yeah, somewhere around there, 3,000, 4,000, just in one serving. I couldn't fuck with that.
Oh my god. Well, you know, people swear by these and since you know my show, but I'll give a quick insight. As you know, I always have my cousin who's a personal trainer call when we talk about health and food. People swear by them Wawa sandwiches. They have 1,000 milligrams of fucking sodium in them. Did you know that?
Yeah, the pre-wrapped ones.
Yeah, the breakfast sandwiches.
Oh, those two. Yeah.
All of them.
Yeah,
all of them.
Even the turkey one. The turkey one's got the highest. The
Yeah, I know. Isn't that fucking odd? They all have 1,000 milligrams of sodium in them. That's a lot.
Yeah, man. Clog the arteries right up. We had a guy, when I worked at Wawa, we had a guy die in the van. He would come in the, well, it's not like he started going to Wawa like one day and died. He's been going to Wawa, he went to Wawa consecutively like three times a day. And he ordered the big bacon cheese dog, and he drank a large coffee with cream and sugar. And he had this three times a day. And he went to his van, and, you know, he was on the heavier side. And he croaked in his van, and, you know, the van was parked there all day. The cops came around, like, midnight. He died around 8 o'clock in the morning, so they say. But, you know, man, you just got to watch out what you eat anymore. Everything's loaded in fucking sodium, and, you know, especially if you're on the heavy side and you're not getting enough exercise and you're trying to keep yourself awake by coffee, you got to watch out, man. That shit will kill you.
That's amazing. This dude drank all that stuff. It's probably the soda that killed him in the very end.
Maybe. It was probably a mix of a lot of things. I think caffeine.
I'm sure it was. I'm sure he had
salt,
I'm sure he had bacon for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. You know, I'm sure he wasn't somebody. He doesn't sound like anybody who got up and said, I'm going to go for a bike ride today before I go into work. Like, I'm sure he wasn't doing any of that.
No. It's a shame, though. I mean, that's someone's, you know, dad or husband or, you know, brother. But, you know, it's the food industry here is just awful, man. You know,
man,
you're spending a dollar for a double cheeseburger, but you got to spend like $5 for a salad. No wonder everyone's child is obese.
Brian, when I was in Russia, and I told them the shit they were doing to our food, these people looked at me like I had two heads.
Wow.
They literally looked at me like, why would you do that? Why do you do that to the food? Who would do that to the food? How can your government allow this to be given to your people? And I said, look, you've got money. You can do whatever you want. It's the beauty of capitalism, but that's also the downside of it. I said, it's all about control. I said, you know, and then I started telling them about, you know, the New World Order and how you keep people stupid. But the thing is, in Russia, even in most of Europe, they do it with alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in America, you know, they give us, like, the nasty food and stuff to dumb us down. But, you know, in them European countries, they keep them all drunk. You know, in Russia, they just get, you know, everybody's happy and drinking vodka so they can just stay, you know, obedient. I mean, that's pretty much how they do that. So it's the same shit, just different toilet. Hey, you like that one. But, I mean, it's really all it is.
Yeah. No, I hear you. I mean, it'd be cool to go to Russia and see how they live. Apparently, Russia's been kicking ass lately by going after people that we should have been going after, but I don't know anything else about that except that Russia bombed the shit out of Syria. And I guess that was all in good favor, I guess. I don't know.
Isn't it amazing how somebody could how all of a sudden, like, pretty much Putin is now the king of the world. He literally now rules the world.
Yeah.
I mean, let's call it for what it is, bro. He rules the world right now. He literally pulled a George Bush. He went in and was like, you know what, fuck this. And just went in and just blew up. Just was like, fuck these ISIS pigs. And whether or not some of it's real or some of it isn't, you know, the president of Syria is going to give him a boatload of oil, and he's going to give them a boatload of natural gas right out of his pipeline, and that's it. Story's over.
Yeah. No, man.
So, I mean, you know, you can hate on him all you want, but what's the difference between him and us going in and taking the oil out of Iraq?
There's no difference. History repeating itself.
Oh, yeah, well, absolutely. But he, don't think he didn't learn this trick. You know, you don't just come around and do this stuff. This was calculated. This is everything. All this stuff is very calculated. You know, whether Obama is in on it or not is irrelevant because Obama's weak. You know, he's not going to do anything about it. He hasn't done anything about it.
Yeah, and he's only got a little bit left to go until he's not president anymore. You know, he's done some good things, he's done some bad things.
And anyone who doesn't think he shouldn't be in jail should be in jail with him, as far as I'm concerned. But
who do you want to win? You want Donald Trump to win?
I want Donald Trump to. The Rude Ron show has publicly come out and endorsed Donald Trump.
Oh.
So I have to stick with my horse. But I really, you know, really in the very end, I would really love to see Ted Cruz get in, but or Rand Paul. But I, you know, they're not going to win. But Donald Trump, I can see taking and Ted Cruz and running him on the ticket. And if that ticket wins, that would be quite beautiful for this country. Because at least somebody stands up for freedom and the right thing.
I can't believe that anyone from New Jersey would vote for Donald Trump. I mean, he pretty much turned New Jersey into like a cesspool.
Chris Christie turned it. Well, this state was a cesspool before Christie and before even before Donald Trump.
Yeah, well,
I mean, everyone says Donald Trump did this and he did. I mean, what did he do besides own a business? And he was a shrewd businessman. So what? You know, I mean, where was Corzine and all these other guys when he was going for these applications to open a casino here? Where were they? Open it up. Yeah, all right, yep, here you go. Yep, here's some union workers. And, you know, so, I mean, you know, don't believe everything. None of them get a pass from me because I know their secrets and I know their tricks because I know.
Well, look at the kid who just bought the pill for patients with HIV and jacked it up to $500 a pill or something like that.
I don't know. How did that guy do that? How is he legally able to do that?
Because you can. Pharmaceuticals I don't know what I'm saying, but he can buy out a certain thing and then he can raise it.
Yes, he can.
That's the capital marketing. You can do whatever
that's
you want.
That's the capital
if you have
marketing.
Money. You can do whatever you want, and I know like the whole world wants to see him dead, but you know it's just that's what happens when you have a bunch of rules and people go through the loopholes to take advantage of those who are sick and they don't fucking care.
They never care. The main problem, though, is also the... who the fuck is calling me? Oh, sorry.
Calling the wrong number.
They
need to call a blog talk and have a discussion.
It's actually... they should. There's actually a girl I've been seeing. So that's who
she shouldn't call in.
She's just... yeah. I don't think she... I told her I was on the air. I think she forgot. So that was sorry, ladies and gentlemen. But anyhow, you want to talk about another form of corruption and high level corruption? That FDA, holy fuck! They
yeah,
are
man.
The most. I don't know how they ever got the power that they ever were able to get.
Loopholes. They were just able to. Everyone, they're legal. They're legal. They can do it. They're the official legal representation of what is able to be sold and what is not able to be sold. Well, you can still sell stuff that isn't FDA approved, but still, you're going to have a harder time.
Well, the thing is, only they are allowed to say what is a cure and what isn't.
Yeah.
That's
well, doing
the
a
problem.
Great,
if
doing
you
a
and
great
I came
job.
Out with something tomorrow that said, hey, listen, we just discovered the cure for We just discovered the cure for polio.
Yeah.
And there's somebody out there that already had another cure, and they're making gazillions of dollars. Well, if they have people in the FDA, they can have the FDA turn around and say, well, no, I don't think so. No, you can't say that this cures. And then you got to go through like 8 years of, I think it's like 8 years. They got to, your shit has to be on the, has to be on trial, and it's got to be on, it takes a lot to get a pill out there.
Yeah, well, it's the same thing with, it's the same exact thing with chemotherapy. You have other alternatives out there that are about 75% more times more effective than chemotherapy, but chemotherapy is there because it's legal, and that's what they practice. Especially pharmaceuticals, don't want to invest in so much money for a new cure when they already have something that works and they're making money off of it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I mean, it's this country's fucked, and everyone knows that they can get their drugs cheaper from Mexico or Canada. And it's just that this country has just turned into like this this entertainment industry of cesspool, and just, I don't know what I'm saying. It's just a giant cesspool of washed up celebrities, people who shouldn't be celebrities, people who have money and are treating everyone like crap. And I don't know what I'm saying.
Most of these celebrities really don't have money until they become a celebrity.
Yeah.
Which makes me wonder, who do they know or what dick are they sucking to become a celebrity?
Either Bravo or E! Entertainment Channel.
Yeah.
I don't
know. There's a lot of dick sucking going around on that fucking show.
Like every show that's on the air nowadays. I mean, I'm not going to diss on the Housewives, because I know that everyone loves the Real Housewives of wherever. Have you ever talked to a female and just asked them about how they feel about the Real Housewives of like New Jersey or Georgia? They know all about it. Almost every female that I know knows about these TV shows, and they talk about these people like they're all family members of theirs that, you know, they just get along with. And that's just how they are. And, people like the Kardashians, I can't go on my fucking phone without hearing something new about one of the Kardashian sisters or Caitlyn Jenner or something about...
I will never call him Caitlyn, ever.
I don't know. The Jenner. On the news, Justin Bieber's dick, whatever. Like, who the fuck cares? And apparently everyone cares. And it's just, that's the way our society has turned into. It's become an idiocracy. It's just not even a word, and that's what it's become.
Wow.
But, the people who are in power, there are people who have money and people that fill up the airways of their bullshit and nonsense. And you can't watch any televised program without a
Viagra commercial.
Yeah.
You cannot watch a sporting event without at least more than one Viagra commercial.
Yeah, I mean, and that's who they market. They market guys. Guys are going to be watching sports more than females are going to be watching sports. So they're like, oh, hey, here's this pill. It's going to make your dick hard. It's going to make you, last longer in bed. But here's all the side effects. But, fuck that shit, because we're just going to run through it. And here's your sports show again. And the same thing with all like any type of pill. The pharmaceutical companies are just are raping the middle and lower class, and also it's not helping that we have this healthcare system that you have to have, or else you get fined $1,000, and then it goes up every year if you don't have that health insurance. So it's like taking a candy from a baby and, just, I don't know what I'm saying. Fuck it.
No. That was a good rant.
I
that was a
damn
good rant. I'm proud of that.
Oh,
well,
thanks,
last,
man.
Not last week, but the week before, I did a whole show on, I did this whole show on, I'm seeing we're trying to find the old posting. I probably won't be able to pull it up right away, but fuck it. I tried to, we did a whole show on who owns the media.
Mm-hmm.
And it was one of the most disturbing things I've ever researched for this show. And I came to find out that there's like only, it's called, they're called the Big Six. And they own, six companies own damn near every channel. Every motherfucking channel you can think of is owned by one of these six conglomerates, one of them being Disney.
Mm-hmm.
Which Disney owns a lot of porn, too. A lot of people don't know that.
Oh, yeah. They own a lot of things, and they got different names for it.
That's right.
For a company.
And it was one of the most... I just can't even really get back into it, man, because it's the six monolithic corporations that own everything.
Yeah, you don't have to get back into it. That was 2 weeks ago. We'll aim towards something else. I just felt like I had a rant about that because
no,
you know,
it's
when
okay.
Because when you're
like
18,
Time Warner it's Time Warner, Walt Disney, Viacom, News Corporation, which is real Fox News. CBS and NBC. These six companies own goddamn near everything.
Mm.
Everything. Now, Fox used to own YouTube until they sold it to Google.
Yeah.
We say Stars, the Stars Network. I'm trying to see who owns that. Take a guess.
Who
Fox
owns
News
Stars?
Owns that. Fox owns it.
They own Stars? Oh,
they own Stars. Yep. They own Stars. Disney owns ABC, ESPN,
mm-hmm.
Lifetime, which is nothing more than television for idiots. They own Miramax Films, Touchstone Pictures, Pixar, Buena Vista Video Games.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, it's pretty bad, man. It's pretty bad. Oh, by the way, MapQuest is owned by Time Warner. Anybody wants to know that one either?
MapQuest.
So, you know, no matter where you go, there's really nothing you can do, which is why I do not, which is why I pirate all my information and stuff. So God bless them and God bless the hackers, because I will never, ever, ever pay to see a movie. Although I probably will pay to go see The Deadpool because I want to see it on, like, the jumbo screen. But other than that, I don't know. I say that, and then I probably will end up watching it on the computer because I'm lazy. I'm cheap. But I will probably never give them the money.
Yeah.
But also, when
you know,
it comes to that. But here's how it goes, though. Here's how it goes. If you can control the water and the food supply,
yeah,
which as we know they give you know, they put the fluoride in our we put the fluoride in our water, and all the food that they give us is absolute garbage. So you know, you have to. Once people are ingesting all this and people are fat and ugly and disgusting, Americans are so fucking disgusting and sloppy. So disgusting and sloppy. I came back from Europe. When it comes to health, I have to say Europeans are pretty on point.
Yeah.
I mean, as an average person, not in the sense like everybody goes to the gym like we do in this country. But the average person isn't eating like a GMO corn. They would never feed anyone GMO anything over there. So you know, you got to keep that in mind when you're talking about these kind of, and that's what I'm talking about in a form of generality.
Mm-hmm.
So, Americans, you know, if you're out of shape and you're eating all this horrible food and you're drinking all this unpurified water, you're going to get sick. And then if you get sick, I have these pills for you that make you even more sick. And then when you're getting more sick, I have even more pills for you so you don't have to get as sick anymore. And then you have to take all these pills and all these combinations. And the drug companies don't want you to come off of the pills and all that everything because it's all about customership, not about curing anything. They don't cure anything. You don't look me dead in my face and tell me they don't have a cure for cancer or disease. I think there's a doctor in Canada that has this cure for cancer. I'll post the video I found it on YouTube one time. It was this guy who was curing people with it. You can only get it's like this one element, and if you feed the person, you know, you give it to the person the element, all of a sudden they're cured. So it's this Hegelian dialectic, problem, reaction, solution. Know what I mean?
Yeah, man. No, I hear you. And then when you're in the hospital, you can tune in to another Keeping Up with the Kardashians. And,
because when you're in the hospital, there's only, you know, four fucking channels you get. And you can only watch Keeping Up with the Kardashians. That's right.
You know what? As much money as we put into our healthcare system and the fucking hospitals, they should offer us, like, at least 300 channels, the Playboy channel, the Jewish channel, the Bollywood channel. They should fucking, you know, give us all these channels on a 50-foot screen TV in every single bedroom. Because you know what? All the money that we're putting into this healthcare system, we have enough to cover that and college education for everyone. You know, just think about all the money that we're spending for, you know, medical expenses and fucking college tuition. We could put everyone that wants to go to school for free with all the money that's been spent so far. And where is this money going to in the colleges? Because colleges, you go there and they're always looking for donations. Why are colleges looking for donations when for festivals or, like, like help save the gymnasium or something like that? Where the fuck is this money going to? Where is it going?
I call it the education bubble.
Mm-hmm.
I've been calling it that for years, having attended college and receiving my degrees. It is called the education bubble. You have two factors here that I've discovered in my own research and in my own mind. The two things that I think I've discovered. One, the inflation of tuition, which is that, this, and the third. The reason you have this inflation into tuition, Frank, I see you just called. Just hang on, okay? I'll bring you on in a minute. The one reason you have this inflation into tuition is because we have downgraded society to the point where people thinking, if in order for me to survive, I have to get a degree.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot survive out there unless I get this degree.
Yeah.
Well, whatever happened to, you know, people starting a business in their garage and becoming a millionaire? Well, that dream's like kind of like going away because the government has made rules to where you can't do that now.
Yeah.
So that's what they'll do. What they'll do is, you know, you'll fuck with the economy in a certain way to where, well, you know, if you had an associate, you were still a somebody, you could still go into management.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now you can't even manage a McDonald's without a four-year mm-hmm. degree. So now that you have people by the throat that way, well, now I have the degree, or I have the authority to give you this piece of paper, so now you need the degree from me. Yeah. And now, in order, you know, I can't go get my, you can't become a CPA unless you have a degree.
Mm-hmm.
Never mind being out in the field for years and doing your thing and knowing the system and knowing the market. You have to have a degree in order to take the CPA exam, which I think is ridiculous.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, you have people by the balls like that. So now mm-hmm. if you have the piece of paper, I can charge you whatever I want.
Yeah.
And also, you have that part of it, and you have this split side of the second part that I'm going to talk about right now. You have the government giving student loans at 4%, which means that the open market can only compete from 4% and above.
Mm-hmm.
That's why people say, well, go and get a grant, go and get a government loan to go to school. Well, okay, and then you have to pay it back at 4%. You know, if I went private, I'd have to pay 6%. I'm locked in at that rate forever. If you can get avoid the adjustable rate, but I can't get any lower than that because the government already set the precedent. So now the market, that's why these student loan markets, the rates are through the roof because they have to compete with the government. Now, with that part being said, I'm going to say this also. You also have these makeshift wannabe geniuses that run these colleges, which they're not smart. They're just people in positions that will not give up their power. They're there, and listen, if their taxes go up and their boat payment goes up, well, I still got to put gas in my yacht, so now I need to raise the tuition so I can keep collecting the amount of money to adjust for the inflation that's going on within the economy.
Yeah.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is why you have the education bubble.
I like it. I like
that's
it.
That's right. Am I right or am I wrong?
Hey, you know what? That's probably the most accurate
accurate analyzations you'll ever fucking see when it comes to the form of education in this country.
Look, all I can say is that I don't have a college degree. I went to school here and there. I owe about $14,000 for a degree that I don't even have yet. And, you know, that I couldn't finish school because I couldn't pay for it. So where's the sense in that? Where do I fall in? I fall in right in go fuck yourself, Phil, because apparently that's where I belong. And, you know, since I couldn't afford the education, I'm stuck paying back the education I can't afford.
It's pretty sad, isn't it?
Yeah, but it is what it is.
I mean, you used to be able to go and get a degree on a part-time job waiting tables.
Yeah.
How does that happen? How does all that change? Well,
you can't live by yourself.
You'll never hear the analyzation analytics that I just gave you on the news, I'll tell you that. You'll never hear what I just said on the mainstream news.
No, and I greatly appreciate that. That definitely cleared things up for me, and it sounds very accurate. And you know, if I'm gonna go for anything, it's definitely what you just explained, because it sounds the most accurate than what I fucking heard.
Well, that's why I knew that I had to start this show to help decode this matrix and help people. I'm serious.
Yeah.
I knew I was destined for this, and I had to help people and show them the path to bring forth the true intellectual renaissance. It all starts here.
Yeah.
Mr. Enright, I'm going to bring my cousin on now. We usually the last half of the show, we always talk about health and working out and exercising. If you'd like to stay on, that would be great.
Hey, man, you're good. I'll just keep listening, and put him on. I won't say anything.
Well, unless you can chime in if you'd like.
Hey, you just let me know when
to
chime in.
You know, there's a lot of things I'm an expert on, but I'm not an expert on everything. So, without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to bring on, as you know, my cousin, my My brother, who I, you know, who I don't have a brother, but I do have a half brother, but I don't see him. My true blood, my family, ladies and gentlemen, he is a fitness expert. He does have qualifications to back it up and credentials. He has performed in multiple shows. He has trained people to perform in shows. He has placed in bodybuilding competitions. My cousin, Mr. Frank Schimpf. Frank, you are on the air. Say hello to Mr. Enright.
Hello, Mr. Enright. And my brother from another mother. What's up, man?
What's up, man?
How you guys doing? Talking about the education system?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That sounds very motivating to owe 14 grand and not be done.
Yeah, it sucks, man, but it is what it is. Got to get that full-time job so I can pay for school again.
Yeah, just get it out of the way. It doesn't go away on its own, right?
Nope.
Like we said,
yeah, good
make
luck
a plan.
Finding one in this shit-ass economy.
Make a plan and work your plan.
That's true. Make
your
a
work.
Plan and work the plan.
Plan that's your it, work right. And work your plan.
Man, work, work, plan. Very well, well said, Frank. See, that's why he's a life coach, ladies and gentlemen, right there. So, Frank, give us some updates on, like, this Miss New Jersey, Miss MILF New Jersey that you're training for this show. Give us some updates, please.
Just staying on track. You know, that's what it's all about. You know, nothing changes. That's the one thing when you're consistent. The only thing that can really change, unless you start going backwards. I mean, yes, you do get better. You know, you get stronger, and you do start making changes. You know, physical changes, and you start leaning out, and you start, you know, getting more shape and more definition dialed in, and things like that. But, you know, in another sense, nothing changes. You know what I mean? Your diet, your training, it's all the disciplines are what make everything, you know, the reality. So as long as you're staying on top of your disciplines, then you don't have nothing to worry about. And that's one thing she's good at. She's very focused. She's very disciplined. You know, she's like one of those people where she always knows where she's going to be at a certain time in the day. And when it comes to something like that, you know, that can transfer into all different areas in your life, you know, whether it be the gym or, you know, your work, your family, whatever it is. So with that, you know, she's doing great. You know, she's, one, she loves it, and two, she is highly motivated. So it's going really well for her.
Has she changed any of her supplements? Has she cycled out of any supplements that she's on, and she's trying to
no,
go?
No, she's staying on top of that. We just got her, her next order in, so she's staying on her BCAAs still and her glutamine, which I think are, you know, top supplements that you want to have in your supplementation training. And like, you know, as you said, you know, you made the comment too, since you started taking glutamine, you can always tell when you're on it and when you're off it.
Yeah. Well, I can also always tell when I need more of it or if I know I just need a little bit of it. Like when I know I do like a back day, I need the whole goddamn scoop. I'm doing, you know, legs. You know, or I'm doing like a CrossFit, like full body workout, I need the whole scoop. But if I'm just doing arms or shoulders or even chest, you know, I feel like I only need, you know, half the scoop or 75% of the scoop, depending on how hard I go. You know, and you know, you'd be amazed on how in tune you get into. How in tune you get into with yourself and with the body.
but that's a big part of the experience, you know, understanding yourself and, like you said, getting in tune with how you feel. That's a big part of the experience. And I think the, a lot of the fun of it is that that part of it is learning about yourself and getting in tune with yourself and, you know, just not mindlessly doing things or taking things. You know, what do I got to do today? What do I got, you know, what should I be focusing on today? You know, what should I add into my diet, my nutrition, my supplementation? You know, so that way you have a more of a purpose that way. You're not just, like, you know, walking around mindlessly doing things. You're sharpening your tools, you know?
That's true.
It's like, I think Abe Lincoln has a saying. He said if he had, I think it was something like if he had 4 hours to cut down a tree, he'd spend the first 3 sharpening his tools.
Yep. Yeah, I remember that.
So, you know, you got to prepare for success. You know, you got to prepare for the disciplines, like meaning, you know, it's being that nutrition and diet is such a big part of any physical training, whether it's bodybuilding or sprinter or, you know, high-level athlete. You got to prepare for success, you know, especially in bodybuilding. Like, what I mean by that is preparing for success, like with your diet and nutrition, you know, meal prep is such a big key. So unless you're preparing to be on top of your nutritional needs by, you know, prepping your meals ahead of time, getting them ready, you know, weighing out your food, you know, prepping your cooking and things like that, paying attention to your salt intake and, you know, just preparing. So that's a big part of getting where you need to be.
Preparation. Yeah. Well said. I don't even really know what the fucking how to respond to that, but
don't say anything. No, kidding.
I'm not gonna really say anything. I'm just gonna move on. Because really, you said it all. You said it all right there. So I really don't know what more to say on that.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's all about like the disciplines, man. Just learn that word well, discipline.
Yeah, I the statement I always knew was the shortest distance between you and your goal is the straight line of discipline. So that's another one of those statements that you can always make. You know, the shortest distance between you and your goal is the straight line of discipline.
Yeah.
So with that, let me just like tonight after the show. I was going to go to the gym and do legs this evening. But, Frank, you were telling me that you are doing legs every day now. Every other day? I mean, are you doing, part, or are you, like, you're doing quads and chest one day, and then you're doing, like, hammies with your back that day? Is that how you're doing it?
I'll give you a little run through because it does depend on how I feel, what I do. Like, in other words, if I wake up one day and I murdered my back, well, it's gonna affect what I'm gonna do for my legs that day. So, you know, if my back is really, really fatigued and really, broken down from the training. So I'm going to probably stay away from squats because I don't want that extra weight bearing down on my already, spent back. So I'll probably do something like leg press or leg extensions and something of that nature. If my back is feeling good, then, you know, I'll throw some squats in. But when I say I'm doing my legs every day, you know, you got to understand that, you know, there's a method to what I'm doing. So, like, if I tell someone, oh, yeah, I'm doing legs every day, they're like, man, Frank's doing legs every day. So, you know, you don't want someone, you got to be careful, you know, pay attention to your speech. You don't want someone to take notice of that, and then they think they go in the gym and train legs every day like it's their normal leg day and kill them. You know, you wouldn't be able to walk. So when I say that I'm training them every day, I'm what I'm really trying to say is I'm working them every day. I'm not killing them. I'm working them. I'll have a day where I'll really focus on them and hit them hard, and then from there on, I'll work them. So meaning, let's say like Monday is my leg day, and I want to really work them hard and really beat them up and get a good workout in, get my, you know, my reps in. I want to, you know, get my heavy sets in, things like that. Okay, I'm really working them. Now the next day, I might do, let's say, 5 sets of squats, but I won't go heavy. I'll work them. I might do like reps of 10, 5 sets of 10 at a comfortable weight, and I'll just give them some work. Now, if my calves aren't really like have a deep soreness or they're not really feeling the calf workout from the day before or whatever, I'll hit them hard again. I just go by how I feel. It's all about listening to your inner voice and what your body is telling you. Same thing with hamstrings. Now, if my hamstrings are really sore, you know, I might lay off. Same rules apply, though. Like, say if I killed them and I really worked them well, you know, I might not do stiff-legged deadlifts, but I might do a few sets of leg curls on the machine and just give them work. And your body will adapt. Your body will adjust. You'll be amazed, like, what your legs can take on, what kind of, you know, load they can take on if you work them.
Yeah. Yeah, like I said, I've been I do the squat challenge, and of course everybody knows that, but, you know, when you do it, like, almost every other day to every day as much as you can, all of a sudden, like, I was pretty much at the point I could do it twice now.
Sure.
Most people, like, you know, try doing 100 squats a day when you wake up. Slow, controlled, pinpoint accuracy style squats. You'll be amazed how your legs will fucking throb and pump. You'll feel the acid. You'll feel the blood flowing right into it.
You know, it's like today, like yesterday I hit legs hard. Today I did 5 sets of 5 of 225. I felt, you know, comfortable with that weight. You know, I didn't want to kill. I could have did more reps, but I didn't want to overwork them. So I did 5 sets of 5 reps, and that was it. You know, I got my quads in, and they felt good. My knees felt good. My back felt good, and my quads were more than capable of handling the weight.
Yeah, I was watching this video. I was watching Jay Cutler in the video. Not the football player, ladies and gentlemen, the bodybuilder. And he was talking about, I was watching his whole back routine. Now, let's keep in mind, this man's professional bodybuilder. You know, this man's diet and all this other stuff is nothing compared to what you want. But he does 9 exercises per workout. But he was talking about in the beginning, he said, listen, you know, some days I feel strong and some days I don't. You know, he said, sometimes I'll have to skip a week because I'll come in and I'll start doing it. And the next thing I know, you know, I can feel when my these certain muscles need more rest. And that's one thing I've learned is the key to really getting in shape is the rest. People, I can't skip the, listen, if your body says no and you need the rest, you need the fucking rest. It's just that simple. There's only so much the body can adhere to. So it's okay to, you know, feel like you need to take it back for a minute, and then hit it hard when you know you are accurately rested. You know, don't fight your body on that. It's a misconception to think that, you know, yeah, I have to do it this day every week. And no, because maybe, you know, that week before you were feeling really strong, so you went really heavy on legs. That, you know, and then the next week you come in, and you know you're trying to do the same weight, and then right off the bat you're like, man, I can only do 5 or 6 of that weight. What the hell? They're not rested well enough yet. They're not rested well enough yet. So maybe it's okay if you switch. You say, you know what? I'm not sore in the arm. I'm going to shock my body a little bit and hit arms again today. And then instead of arm day, I'll do leg day. There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that. Am I right or am I wrong?
No, absolutely. You know, it's all about figuring out what your body is telling you and listening to that inner voice, you know, like just like you were saying, you know, if you go into the gym, I have days like that, I go into the gym and I'm just like, man, it just isn't going to happen today. Then it's not going to happen. If I, you know, it's not real hard to, you know, that's why I like what I tell my clients is just be honest with yourself. When you go into the gym and you start working out and you say to yourself, you know what, I think I need I need an extra day of rest. Is that the truth or are you being lazy? You know, you got to learn the difference between the two. And it's not hard to know. You know if you're being lazy because we've all been that way or just not feeling it and not wanting to work out, or do you really not want to waste this workout because you know that your body needs some time for more recovery?
That's right. I mean, I think I texted you the other day. I was doing chest, and man, I hit a personal best. Now, was it because I changed the workout, or was it because I was really strong? I really didn't change much of the workout. I just changed the order of the workout, but I felt strong, and I was throwing up more weight than I ever threw up. You know, I texted you, I'm like, man, I don't know if it's because I'm doing this or is it just because I feel strong. And you were saying, just go with it. Fuck it. And I did. I hit it fucking hard, and man, was my chest sore, but I hit it hard. And you know what? Next time I do chest, I don't know if it's going to be, you know, I don't know if it's going to be as smooth. I don't know if it's going to be, I'm going to be as strong, but that day, I listened to my body, and I just went with it.
There you go. See, you listen to what you needed.
And that's why I tell people on the show, it's about mind, body, and soul. They are, the three of them are the same, you know, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. That's what that means, mind, body, and soul. And when you start, you know, but just doing bullshit isn't going to do it. You have to be in the best physical condition you can possibly be in order to keep pushing yourself. If you can push yourself like that, then that means you can push the mind further. If you can push the mind further, then the two of them will come together, and then you know, you dive in deep to the outskirts of your soul to really push it as far as you can, and that's how you connect the three. And you know, you got to want it. You got to want it. So, with that being said, like I said, let's get back to your client real quick. Has she, you know, I mean, obviously she probably looks great, but how's she feeling? How does she feel?
You know, she's very motivated, you know, so that's always good. She's stressed out, not bad, but, you know, she has a lot on her plate. You know, she's in school. I think she's got like 4 or 5 classes, but she's managing it. You know, nobody wants to hear a complainer. You know, life, it's going to be hard, so don't expect anything good out of it if you're going to like coast or expect it to be easy. You know, I told her about, you know, training in the show, listen, you know, it's going to be hard. You're going to have to sacrifice. There's just no way around it. You know, you're going to want to eat certain things. You can't eat them. you're going to want to not go to the gym. Well, too bad. You got to go. You're going to, you know, feel tired. You know, the days you got to go. Well, too bad. You got to go anyway. So, you know, she's doing what she needs to do. So I think she's feeling fine. You know, her energy is good. She's motivated. You know, she'll have her days, but other than that, I think she's doing great.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So when is her, again, remind us, when is the show? I know I ask you every show, but when is her debut?
It's pretty bad, because I should know this. I forget every time myself. I can't remember if it's the 13th or the 17th, because my friend Dan is always throwing, like, dates at me, and I'm like, dude, you're confusing me so bad.
November, though, right?
Yeah, it is November. I'm pretty sure it's the 13th. Because there was a show coming the 17th that he wanted to do, so it's at the Taj, though. So hopefully we'll get the day right to take the show.
Yeah. Well, it's all right. We'll be all right. Come November 1st, we'll know.
Yeah, we'll just camp out so that way we don't screw it up.
Yeah, we don't fuck it up. shit.
You know, I'm hoping maybe to have her do one. There's another one I'm pretty sure that's going to be at ACC in Mays Landing. So that's another possibility, too.
Is that in the same month?
That I'm pretty sure is in March, I believe.
Oh, okay. All right, so afterwards she'll have some time to just relax and then you know, get back in the cycle again and try it.
Yeah, well, you know, you don't want to relax too much, but...
No,
well,
you know what I mean. Yeah.
Yeah, you want to stay in the gym and, you know, maybe she can, you know, have a little reward herself with, you know, not just being on such strict eating. And then maybe she can lighten her cardio up, you know, other than that, you know, if you love the gym, it's the whole thing about, like, doing a show. Like, it's a lot of work, but at the same time, if you love the gym, you're doing, 80, 90% of it anyway. It's that little bit more, that 10%, you know, 20% more that makes the big difference.
Well said. It's always that little bit extra, that one more set, you know. Even if you don't do all 10 to 12 to 15 in that final set that you do, just do it. Just do it. And you'd be amazed, man. You'd be amazed how far you can really push yourself. And for people that listen, the supplements do help. I will not be the first one to lie to you and say they don't. They do. But you've got to really be specific and know what your plans are, what your goals are, and you can adjust accordingly. And you can find the right combination for yourself and the right feeling for yourself. And you'll be amazed how far you can go. You'll be amazed how far you can push your mind to connect with your body, and how far you can push your body to connect with your mind. And when the two of them come together, then you will open up your third eye and connect with the soul. That does take practice within itself, which is something we do always talk about in the form of meditation. But even when you're working out, try to concentrate at that level, and you'll be amazed how you can concentrate upon yourself, upon pushing yourself. You know, the only person who's stopping you is you. But you have got to get into the attacking mindset in order to attack these things, in order to be better for yourself. We have about 8 seconds left. I want to thank all of you for listening in this week. I will see you all next week. Take care of yourselves. All right, we are off the air. We are off the air. So it's all about Archive, baby, archive. So, So I'm gonna hit the gym. Did you like want to? Well, no, you wouldn't. See, I'm doing. That's what I wanted to talk about. I subscribe to this YouTube channel called Athlenex. This dude's got some amazing, amazing stuff. I got this leg workout from him, and it's all weightless, but it's a nice routine. It's all about concentration on specific body parts and stuff like that within the legs. He said do the routine. His thing is do the routine 3 to 5 times. On the third round, I literally was fucking almost throwing up. I just was like dying. I was literally dying when it came time to do it over again, third time. It was nuts. You have there's a three-way lunge, which is forward, side, into the back. Then you have the one leg twister squat, and what I mean by twister squat is you go down for like a one leg squat, but you're just touching the left and the right side each time you go down with your hands, so you're getting both sides, and then you have a rotation of the ball with your leg for the back of the leg. You put your foot on top of the ball, and then you kind of roll the ball around in a circle. And then you do it clockwise and counterclockwise. And then you have, you put a box up, and you do jumps. You squat, jump onto the box, squat, and then jump off, and that counts as one. Squat, jump on the box, squat, jump back, that's two. Man, that shit was fucking nuts. I couldn't do it 5 times. I could only do it 3. My legs were fucking burning. I still hit weights afterwards, but I was like so throbbing. I was like, man, I had to take it down a little bit.
Yeah, you know that.
That's a great workout.
As your leg conditioning gets better and they get more more of a foundation under them, you're gonna see you're gonna be stronger in everything else you do, whether it's like standing bicep curls, back, especially back, because your legs are just gonna have more conditioning and you're just gonna be more solid under you, and you're just gonna feel more confident with the weight. So that's why legs are such a big part of your training, especially if you want to get stronger upper body, you got to get stronger lower body. But that's awesome, Buzz. Keep it up, man. Don't get lazy with them leg workouts.
No, you can't. It's easy to skip legs until you're like, oh, man, I got to go somewhere today. But tomorrow's arm day, but you make sure you're there for arm day. But I generally like lifting legs. See, that's the thing. I love the feeling of when I lift. I love lifting legs. I just love it. And I'm going to get like those toe shoes. So I can specifically wear them for leg day.
Right.
Yeah, definitely. Why, people ask? Because I want to. That's why. Because fuck you, that's why.
If they feel, comfortable, we'll get them.
Yeah, I am. I'm going to do hack squats tonight. It's only going to be the second time I've ever done them. Really great isolation exercise. And also, I liked it because it wasn't so rough on the back. It's the problem with doing squats. It kills your neck. So something I look forward to.
I like it, man.
Yeah. You like, do you do hack squats or?
I do. The gym that I'm working out right now doesn't have the hack squat machine, but they're great for really bringing that teardrop in, man, on the leg. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, there's no hack squat machine where we're at, but I've been watching the videos on how to do it with just the weight.
Oh, you do it. Okay, so you do it with the bar behind you then, probably?
Yeah,
that's fine. I can do that.
So
nice.
So that's it. That's it. When's your next chest day?
It might be, let's say, Monday. Probably Wednesday, because it's funny, we were talking about, listening to your body. Like, I went in there today and I was going to try to do like a little bit of chest and for my legs. And I was just like, you know what? I was like, I need to lay off. So it's going to be hard not to do it tomorrow, but probably Wednesday.
All right. Maybe we'll get together and do chest. That'd be great.
Yeah, I don't see why not.
So I actually been following Flex Wheeler's workout.
Right.
And I've been alternating my warm up is start up with push ups, because you need to warm up the shoulders and the rotator cuff. Otherwise, you're just gonna get that fucking strain and that pain in the shoulder. So it's incline bench, then incline dumbbell. And then I think he does fly press, but he uses the machine. Then he does flat bench. Then he does chest press, chest press machine. I've been doing that, I kind of do the rotation. I do 2 weeks of incline, and then the third week I do decline. So it's decline. Like the last time I did chest was when I texted you. I did decline bench and then decline dumbbell, flat bench, fly, and then the chest press. And then, this week when I do chest, it's going to be, I'm going to go back to incline bench and decline, incline dumbbell, flat bench, fly, and then chest press. So we'll go, that's how I've been doing it. And it seems to work.
Well, that's your take, then keep it up, man.
Yeah, I will, cuz. I will. I'm doing the best I can, too. Well, I'm probably going to get going. I guess I'll see you, cuz. I'll give you a call this week, and then, we'll get it in.
All right, that sounds good to me.
All right,
man. I'll talk to you soon, cuz.
You got it, cuz. Thanks for coming on, man. Always
Thanks
a pleasure.
Thanks,
Oh, I love you, man. I'll talk to you soon.
All right, let's do it, cuz. Later.
Later. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's just you and me for the last few minutes. And those of you who do listen to this show that don't listen to it live and listen to the archive only, you know, you're privileged to all the after archive stuff. So, but we thank you. I thank you. I thank you from the bottom of my heart for being being a great audience and a great group of people. And I hope that all of you achieve your goals and your dreams. I do. I want you to be phenomenal. And I want you to, I want you to do everything you can to be who you want to be. And may God be with you. And may you find the way through any way means possible that you need to find them, whether you worship Satan or you worship, Odin. I don't know. I don't really care. But may your source bring you all the strength you need. So thank you all for calling in. Thank you all for listening. Thank you all for archiving. Thank you for everything. I wish you all the best. And I will talk to you again next week on another Rude Monday with your boy Rude Ron and all of his antic-ass people that are antic people doing their antics. So long. Farewell. Take care, ladies and gentlemen. I'll talk to you next week.